It's time to tee it high and let it fly on the Tee Florida.
I demand satisfaction.
On the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network, live from the 19th Hole Studios inside Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill.
How about a Prescott?
Bringing you the week's coverage of all things golf.
He's got to be pleased with Dad.
From PGA to NCAA. And now,
well, we're waiting.
Let's tee off with Mike Rickard, Oscar Gamer, and John Rieger.
Good morning and welcome to On the Tee Florida on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network and streaming live on RadioSt.Pete.com. On this September 25th, 2022, I'm Mike Rickard, head of the Hack Nation. And, of course, it's Oscar Garner III, the Gamer.
The Gamer.
The Gamer. I'll get that changed for you, buddy.
Don't worry. I think it's going to stick.
It's still hilarious. And, it's Saturday the 24th. Thank you. I have an editor here. Roger Warren came over from Hoovy and, of course, a great supporter and partner of ours on everything we do. And we're going to talk in the second hour. We're going to talk the mystery of mist. How do you like that? The mystery of mist. You're going to like this. This is good for the golf show. They've got this. Have you ever seen balloons with alcohol?
No.
Well, you live right there. Come over tonight, and you're going to have a couple. And you're going to meet a lot of young ladies. Anyway, I digress. We'll talk more about that as we.
That sounds like a mystery. I got to find out more about that.
MIS. I came with that last night. The mystery of the mist. They'll be asking a lot of questions, I'm sure. We're at the Ferg Sports Bar and Grill 19th Hole Clubhouse Studios, just a driver away from Tropicana Field, where today it is game day. And it's a great game day because it's college football. We'll talk a little golf. It's President's Cup. We've got a little LPGA action. We've got a little Champions Tour. And we'll talk about all that. We'll get John Rieger up on Crescent Beach. He'll be calling in about 10 minutes. And, we'll talk to Bob Daly. Bob Daly, of course, is the head professional at the Bardmore. Bardmore will be doing a couple of things. We're going to help with the fundraiser for the Pirates, Boca Ciega, and their baseball team. And Ferg's annual tournament, which is a... That's another mystery date. It is on November 4th, and it is one absolute. You're going to be there, and I'll be the DD, buddy. I'll get you home. But we're going to have that at the Bardmore as well, and so I have a conversation there. Of course, you're listening on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network. Of course, our flagship is WTAN 106.1 FM, AM 1340, Tampa Clearwater St. Pete, along with WZHR FM. 104.3 FM and WDCF AM 1350 Zever Hills and WZHR 102.3 FM AM 1400. And hey, you're doing a superb job on the Sports Connections social media. Appreciate that.
We're growing though. Yes. Tell the people.
The numbers are, we'll talk about our, we now have on the Tee Florida, thanks to John Rieger. I like the price. You guys, I love you guys. When I start making money, I'm going to be indebted to these cats because they've been helping us for months.
Yeah, we need to get something in writing, bud, because we've been working.
Well, yeah, we'll talk about that later. I'll pull a Ferg. Yeah, we'll meet a little bit later on. Yeah. How's that sound? So anyway,
kick it down the street a little bit.
Don't worry. We'll do that. All right, let's dive into the leaderboards. Of course, why don't you handle the LPGA, the Champions, and then as we speak, it's the President's Cup, and that's up in North Carolina. And John Rieger was there last week, and he will be the one that gets us caught up to date on what's happening on the course right now and an absolute throttling of the international team right now.
Well, yeah, we got the LPGA leaderboard. The ladies are out in Arkansas this weekend.
Listen, Michigan. Arkansas.
Thought I might float that across.
Yeah.
But yeah, the ladies are out.
You are a financial Arkansas guy. You certainly aren't a linguist.
The ladies are out in Arkansas this weekend at Pinnacle Country Club for the Walmart Northwest Arkansas Championship. $2.3 million on the line for the ladies this weekend as we go into the second day. Charlie Hull is leading right now at 4-under, 9-under.
You're doing a great job. We got converted to the 9-under.
The under system.
Precisely.
Jiangwen Lee 5 is at minus 8.
Just rolling right off your tongue.
Are they?
I haven't gotten any complaints from the Asian community yet.
I've been listening to the YouTube videos. I practice before I come here.
You're so full of it.
I'm serious.
Right. Superb job. I like how you put so much energy into this opportunity for you.
Hey, I'm sure.
That is certainly not a career opportunity.
All right. I was going to say there was a career for it, but you just shut that down. So Lilia Vu at 7-under, Siyoung Kim, 7-under, and Gabby Lopez at 7-under. That's your top five. Three-way tie for third place right now. So,
okay, now let's go, which is near and dear to your heart. Let's go out to Pebble Beach, which is a fabulous track. I have driven a golf cart around. I never played it. I was smarter than that. But they've got the Champions Tour, and they're with the First Tee guys. And we know how important First Tee was to deal with your college scholarship at Michigan State. Let's get that leaderboard, because it's fun. If you watch it on the Golf Channel, folks, they've got the kids out there playing with these guys, and they're damn good. It's amazing.
Well, I actually got a chance to go out and see PGA play. That was here a couple months back on the show.
Yeah.
PGA's got a swing. He gets up and down that par 3 for us pretty well. I mean, those kids can play.
How old is that kid, 12?
If he's that old, man.
And then the other kid, they called him John Daly.
John Daly is a little bit older. He's got the swing just like him.
Exactly. That's cool.
But those kids out first, he can really play, and they're out at the Champions Tour this weekend. Pure Insurance Championship at Pebble Beach Golf Links out in California. So right now, a three-way tie for first place at 6-under. We have Chris DeMarco, Steve Fletch, and Timothy O'Neill. In fourth place at 5-under, Ken Duke, Lee Jensen.
Jensen? Yeah. But it sounds cool if you say Jensen.
4-under, and then Billy Mayfair tied in fifth place at 4-under right now.
And that's your champions. Brought to you by Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, of course, in our 19th hole clubhouse studios. We've got Shrimpies coming on board, as I mentioned. And, well, we might as well let him come into the conversation since he carries the show each and every week from Crescent Beach, Florida. That's your neck of the woods, Roger. John Rager joins us. What's going on, my man?
Well, President's Cup weekend, not much of a match right now, except that it is exciting golf to watch, but it's extremely lopsided right now, and I'm not sure if the international team can come back, but who knows, but it's up at Quail Hollow Club. They call it Quail Hollow Club, not Country Club now, but the club was established in 1959. I had the good fortune of being up there this week to be able to scout it out and take a look around and pick up a few goodies in the golf shop there, and saw some of the early players getting there, warming up for the tournament this week. So what a wonderful event it is. That golf course is absolutely pure. It's in great shape. And we'll talk a little bit about the President's Cup a little bit later.
Well, why don't you did such an incredible job of launching our social media with the On the Tee Florida. Why don't you do a little promo for it, brother?
Well, let's take a look at that. You know, we are now on Facebook. We're on Instagram. We're on Twitter. We're on LinkedIn. So I picked the top four that we need to be on for good radio broadcast, fastest growing radio show in Florida. And it's real simple. To find us, it's either at On the Tee Florida or hashtag On the Tee Florida. You just go to those social mediums there. And we have a website. It's not official yet. We're waiting for the URL to get pointed over to it. But our website's going to be onthetflorida.com. So once that gets pointed over there next week to it, we'll be able to send people to the website and be able to enter a drawing for weekly giveaways. Plus, I'm going to put a free golf tip up there each week. But right now, we've got our host up there, you, Mike, and Big O, featured on the front of our website there. And we've now started to populate our social media, so people can find us, interact with us, and have a good time talking golf every Saturday.
Well, that'll be the Big O's deal with the website when his free time these days. He's pretty focused right now on passing his financial advantage.
Inundated is the word we like to
say. Inundated? Okay, inundated. History. But we'll get him to get that done for us, and then we'll be rocking and rolling with the multimedia opportunities for On the Tee Florida. And, hey,
We create a logo cup for Big O. If you go to the right now, our website's a blog. It's on the tflorida.blogspot.com. It's a Google blog, but we'll have it pointed over to the website next week. But the picture you sent me of Big O, we created a logo mug for him there. So now, Big O, you got a line of merchandise you're going to have to go ahead and put together.
doing God's work, John. We really appreciate you, man.
Working, yeah, God's work.
Working overtime there, actually giving me some branding. This is the first time I've been on some material for the show since I got here. So, John, I appreciate you.
Hey, do you have...
Well, we love you, Big O, and we have fun talking golf and sports every week. Sometimes we talk football, breaks out at a golf show. But, yeah, so we're all having a good time here and looking forward to watching the rest of the President's Cup this weekend. Max Homa, who has become the new star out there on the PGA Tour. He's won a couple events in the last year or so, and it was funny, a story about Max. You know, I don't know if our listeners watched this, the President's Cup yesterday, it being a Friday, but what happened was is he made the putt on the last hole to win the match. You know, and the U.S. team is way up anyway, but that was a significant thing for him. And he took a little criticism early in the week. I went to his press conference, and he was talking about where some of the LIV golf players were and some members of the public were criticizing him because he got on the President's Cup as a pick. And, you know, and they said that if he didn't have the LIV Golf, then, you know, he'd never get picked for the President's Cup. So he said that he came into this week with a chip on his shoulder, and he is playing absolutely fantastic. Funny story about Max, too. For years, you know, he's a self-depreciating, humble guy. I mean, he really is. And, you know, he's a big Twitter follower out there. People love him. And, you know, he never played golf with Tiger Woods. And he would ask Tiger Woods constantly, hey, can we play a practice round together? Can we play a practice round? Because he never got paired with Tiger Woods. And lo and behold, in the Open Championship over St. Andrews, he got paired with Tiger the first two rounds, obviously. And Tiger's probably last round at St. Andrews, maybe in the Open Championship. So that was a special treat for him. Took all these years of pestering Tiger, and then he finally gets paired with him. So we're rooting on Max Homa. He's going to be the new star out there. Yeah, he's got a bunch of followers out there, and he's going to be one of those players that next year on the PGA Tour is going to be able to take advantage of the PIP program, they call it, the Player Impact Program, where it's a ton of money just because you're popular on the media and you've done a lot of things to get the general public excited about golf through media impressions, social media, and all that.
Well, and that's one of the, you know, we talked about it last week on the show. You know, John Daly would just absolutely love to be on the LIV Tour because it's 54 holes, there's fewer events. He got team play, so he'd be making, you know, some jack on the side, even if he's, well, lefties, you know, they're carrying lefty these days. But the reality of it is, like a Ricky Fowler, does he really deserve to be in that? But people absolutely love him. They tune in to watch Ricky Fowler. And I kind of like the fact that they're blending that in, because I'm doing the same thing. You bring young guys in, and they take social media and run with it, and it extends your brand. But it also, it has nothing to do with the actual performance on the golf course. Now that I don't dig.
Well, we talked about this a couple of weeks ago on the show, where next year they're going to have events that are going to be tailored to the top golfers, the top 50, top 70, top 20. Whatever it is, but at the end of the year, they're going to have their top 20, and these people get all the perks. They get to play in all the big tournaments the next year, no cut tournaments, plus they get to share in a big pool of money. But, you know, again, you know, the major championships, they still are a little quiet on what they're going to do. The Masters, PGA Championship, Open Championship, U.S. Open, because in their eligibility guidelines to be able to play in those major championships, what happens is you have to be, for example, maybe in the top 30 in the world, or the top 50, or what have you. Well, now the world rankings, yeah, they mean something, but those world rankings, as far as the PGA Tour is concerned, when the PGA Tour's relationship with all those major championships, it says, well, here are our top 20 players. Well, they may not be the actual top 20 players in actual performance. They're going to be the top 20 players with, you know, their social media hits and their media impressions, all the different things that they put together. So it's an interesting new world. LIV Golf certainly has changed the landscape from it, and obviously we see it this week with the President's Cup, where you have just a different team. But, you know, the American team, they just reloaded. They just, you know, everybody's playing very, very well. They're all playing fantastic. Their national team is playing really, really good golf, but the Americans are just that much better.
All right, John, let's take a break. We'll come back, and we'll get your old friend Bob Daly on. We'll continue this conversation, and then we'll dive into what's taking place right now on the course up there in North Carolina. Let's take a break here on the T Florida on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network.
18 holes never felt so good. We're on the tee from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
This is Mike Rickard, and I personally want to welcome our new supporter and partner, my Iowa friend, Barb with Champa Bay. Barb Grossenheider is with First Class Real Estate Gulf to Bay, and Barb brings her Midwest work ethic, her integrity, her commitment to every client, combined with her knowledge as she grew up in a family of home construction success for decades. Barb's energy and her bubbly personality take the stress out of the challenge of home buying in today's difficult market. I assure you, I've recommended her to my friends, and I look forward to spreading her professional service to all of Champa Bay. So reach out today with Barb from Champa Bay, barbwithchampabay@gmail.com, or give her a call at 813-564-4134. That's Barb with Champa Bay. Give her a call today, 813-564-4134.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill at the corner of 13th and Central across from the Trop in downtown St. Pete, serving Champa Bay for over 29 years, is your iconic headquarters to catch your favorite teams in action with over 95 televisions, 35,000 square feet to serve private parties, game watching events, concerts, and of course all the Rays, Bucks, and Lightning action along with your favorite collegiate teams. Join the party every game at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
I'm Captain Jeff Figgers from Florida Fishing and Adventures. Do you want to constantly catch more fish, spend less time changing baits? If so, Monster 3X baits, jigs, and scents are the answer. Monster 3X baits are tough, durable, and resistant, which allows you to catch more fish per bait. The combination of the Monster 3X lure with the ProPure Bait Super Scent, you will be landing more fish right away. Whether it's the Monster 3X Ultra Soft or the X Swim lures, Swim Shad, Paddle Tails, Crawfish, or the X Frog, Monster 3X, you'll always find it in my tackle box.
We're on to the next hole. And on the tee from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Champa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Welcome back as we continue our conversation here on the tee, Florida. The big old Oscar Garner III, the resident caddy, is in the house. John Rieger, of course, up on Crescent Beach, the PGA of America teaching professional, and the man with the plan. Everybody in the state of Florida knows you, brother, in the world of golf. And I appreciate and respect your opinion each and every Saturday. And we're down here at the 19th Hole Clubhouse Studios. Hey, real quick, you need to put on your calendar November 20th, because that's the event at Clearwater Country Club, and you as well, young man. John Daly's fundraiser, and we already had Major Ed on, and that was a great conversation. But you need to get down here for that.
Well, you know, that's going to be a real treat. I believe our good friend Matt Donovan is going to be there from the Golf Challenge with his giant golf gun down there where you launch a golf ball 400 yards for charity. So that's going to be a real treat. And anytime that John Daly's putting on a tournament with Major Ed to raise money for veterans causes, it's always a good time too.
Well, JD, with his groin issues, he's not playing right now. He certainly is going to be in the JDs that day. So he may not be participating, just sitting in the old golf cart.
Well, I think what needs to happen, if our listeners want to go and find out, I'm not exactly sure what the website is. I think it's called heartofthelionfoundation.com or .org.
It is.
And but if you just put the keyword in Heart of the Lion Foundation, that's John Daly's foundation that Major Ed and he founded a few years back to be able to raise money for veterans causes. And Major Ed is quite an inspirational story behind him and John getting this foundation started. Major Ed came from helping start the Folds of Honor Foundation, which is probably the biggest veterans charity in the United States. So John's in good hands with that. But everybody should please put on your calendar November 20th. I believe that's a Monday, Clearwater Country Club. going to be a good time, I believe. If you go to the website there, there's probably a few spots left open if you wanted to play, but I wouldn't wait too long. It's going to fill up fast.
And you're invited to come down November 4th to Ferg's event, because you'll be there as well, and make a cameo appearance. I'll make sure that people are here so you can sign autographs, kiss babies, you know, shake hands, that whole deal.
Well, that certainly sounds like a good time. Do we have Bob Daly on?
We're efforting him as we speak. Where'd you meet Bob at?
I met Bob years ago. I believe he was the director of golf at a golf course called Plantation Palms. It was in North Tampa. I think it's still open. It closed for a number of years, but I think it's reopened up in the last few years or so. And beautiful golf course. He was there when they first when the first home around it, and now it's a beautiful golf course community. And Bob was a host of many, many golf tournaments that we were able to sponsor there at Plantation Palms Golf Club. And I believe Bob went down to Sun City Severn for a number of years, but now I know he's at Bardmore. In fact, Bardmore's got a great reputation there as being one of the best places, and it was voted one of the best places in Tampa Bay to host a golf course. You know, whether it's a charity golf tournament or, you know, high school event or, you know, a championship event. They've hosted 13 PGA and LPGA tour events. So what a wonderful place that is. And, you know, Bob always provided first-class service and friendly smile, and it was really a treat to work with him there. So I'm looking forward to when you track him down to get him on the air and talk to him.
Well, based on our week number two of our expertise in the world of Skype, I say that tongue in cheek. We may have to have you hang up and listen, and then come back to us for our last segment, because we still haven't.
Well, that's no problem. So you just tell me what to do, and I will do it. I will be standing by here, and I'll just make sure I keep up to date on the President's Cup. So give me the word when it's time to hang up and give old Bob a call.
Well, we still need you for a little conversation. I have a couple of questions. Big O, you've been following any of this President's Cup?
Yeah, man, I've been busy.
Oh, you don't have time. You don't have time, my man, right now. But, you know, they're trying to create storylines almost. I feel sorry for the Golf Channel in some respect, because there isn't the drama that there was at the Ryder Cup, which was unbelievable, off the charts, and the U.S. victory. And there never is with the President's Cup, but it's kind of bland to some degree. You got to agree with that.
Well, I mean, the U.S. team is, you know, heavily favored. Again, they only need 7.5 points to actually win, and they could actually – I don't think – there's 8 points up for grabs today, so I don't think that they're going to, you know, close it out today because, you know, there's the international team's going to win a match. They've got to be able to win a match today, so that'll keep the U.S. team from winning today. But you know what? There is a lot of drama, even the fact that not drama and who's going to win, but the matches have been very, very close. They have not been pushover matches. They've been very close matches all the way down to the last hole in most cases. So, you know, with that, yeah, you know, this is an event for listeners out there. If you want to really get the really good feel for the President's Cup, go to presidentscup.com, and you can go there, and they've got all the storylines, all the news, everything that you need to know about the President's Cup. But it's just good golf. So I think this is a tournament probably more for the avid golfer. This isn't one of those tournaments like the Masters. Like, let's say, for example, if you didn't have a great interest in NASCAR or anything, but you would still watch the Daytona 500 because it's the Daytona 500. Or if you're not a big football person, you would watch the Super Bowl or baseball like the World Series. So there's certain events in the world of golf that you want to watch, no matter if you're a avid golfer or whether you're just getting involved with golf. But this event, this is more for the avid golfer, somebody who's a golf nut, who eats, sleeps, and drinks the game of golf. So it's one of those things that it's a good follow-along. You know, I think that football will override everything. I think all the dials right now are going to be switching over to the favorite college games this afternoon. But they do rerun it at night on the Golf Channel. So it's a good look. It's a good tournament for our listeners to go watch.
It's a great watch if you got insomnia about 12:30 at night. The last three nights, it certainly put me to sleep. Hey, you know, we talked about golf being the redheaded stepchild right now, and it definitely is. But I think that, you know, this LIV issue has really taken a lot of luster out of this event, and now I'm very concerned about what the impact is going to have on the Ryder Cup. But if you look at the golfers that are not playing for the LIV international side, it'd be one hell of a President's Cup right now.
I'd like to interject there. The Liv thing has definitely brought some attention away, but the Ryder Cup is one of those events that you can't really tinker with it. You still have the biggest names. It's one of the biggest tension. It's like the Olympics of golf. I mean,
it's like the World Cup in soccer.
Yes.
It absolutely is, without a shadow of a doubt. And the President's Cup, again, has been the redheaded stepchild to the Ryder Cup. Wouldn't you agree, John?
Well, the President's Cup was something that came along. It was the creation of Tim Fincham and the PGA Tour. I think it's only really been around since the mid-90s. And it was there because the Ryder Cup had grown in such interest, but there were a lot of world-class players constantly left out of it, especially the players from Australia and Asia. So it's a good thing that they created the President's Cup. It's actually created interest in golf worldwide. But the President's Cup is something, too, that this Live Golf has kind of hurt it, in the sense that everybody knows that, not so much on the American side, because there's a lot of depth, but on the international side, it's not as strong as it would have been, not having Cam Smith on the team and a few others there that are all now playing on the Live Golf. So when it comes to Ryder Cup time, I'm not sure if anything will be diminished, because most international stars that are on the Live Golf, most of them are getting a little older, so it's not like they were going to make the Ryder Cup team to begin with. So, there's much to be seen on that. But there is a lot of depth. There is a lot of parity in the game of golf. And you can see where the American side of the President's Cup has really shown that now.
Well, I still enjoy watching it. But anyway, hey, let's talk a little bit about some of the recent developments in the LIV. Did you see Lefty went off the other day? I mean, he's dropping F-bombs again in the press conferences. I think he may have just absolutely just washed his hands of any opportunity he's going to have to get back on the PGA Tour's good graces. I mean, he's not doing himself.
Well, he's one of those players, a statue. He should have a publicist. If he doesn't have one,
he doesn't,
really needs one. I know that his contract came out in the LIV Golf. They're doing discovery on the antitrust suit with the PGA Tour, and it came out that he's supposed to get permission to do press conferences from the LIV Golf Tour. But you think the Live Golf would have a publicist or something, because Phil has just he's just was so popular after winning the PGA Championship at age 50 at Kiawa in 2020, and he just had the world by the tail, and now he's golf's bad boy, and it's all self-inflicted, and it's a shame to see it, and I thought he would just take a back seat, be a little quiet, not come out and say so many controversial things. I do know that he's thinking about or has dropped his name off the antitrust suit against the PGA Tour, which is very interesting, so more to be seen about that. But the best thing Phil could do is just shut up and play golf, Phil.
Well, let's talk a little more golf with another professional, of course, Bob Daly. We've been talking about him from Bardmore. He joins us now here on the T Florida. How are you, my man?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good. We're talking to your old acquaintance, John Rigger. He's up on Crescent Beach, Florida, and he sits in the sand up there every Saturday with a stogie. He's got himself some coldies that he gets ready to pop at 11:59:59. So say hello to your old friend, and you guys finish a little conversation here.
Hey, John, how you doing, buddy?
Well, Bob, welcome to On the Tee Florida Radio. I would love to have you on the show here. And, boy, it's been such a long time since I talked to you. How's it going?
It's going well. Down here in the Tampa St. Pete area at Bardmore Golf and Tennis Club. Been here for about 5 years. And, good place to hang out here.
Well, I was giving you some loving earlier here. I was looking at the website here, and it talks about your golf course. I know it's because of your hospitality and expertise that you've been voted the best golf course in Tampa Bay to have a golf tournament at.
Yeah, we do quite a few outings here at the club. I've got 2,000 outing rounds coming up in October and another 1,500 in November before Thanksgiving. So, very popular place. And we've got, got everything you need here. We got a nice restaurant, big banquet facility, fully stocked clubhouse, and we take care of all the outings. You know, we do everything from start to finish, cart signs, scorecards. We score the events. We set up the banquet room, you know, make it easy for the people to come out here and have a good time.
Well, you know, I guess there's quite a history at Ardmore. I remember back when they had the JCPenney Classic there where they teamed the PJ and the LPJ players, and I even understand when Tiger was in his early tour career, he actually played in that tournament. So is there any evidence that the tournament's still there? Is there a plaque, or do people still talk about that tournament around those parts?
You know, they do, and if you walk through the clubhouse, there's a bunch of pictures on the wall of PGA and LPGA players, and individual pictures and team pictures, and it's pretty cool. So it's a lot of nostalgia there.
So now I've been looking at what you offer there, and you kind of caught my attention there because it calls the PDP program PDP, and it's the secret to improving your game. Tell me a little bit more about that.
This is the best deal in town, John. If you're an adult, it's $74.99 a month, and to add an additional person to the membership, it's $39. And juniors can join it for $39.99. It gives you unlimited range.
Bob, say that again. It sounded like you said the wrong numbers, because I want our audience to hear that. Amazing offer, and then I'll step aside, but go over that again slowly.
So let me figure out what the program includes, and then I'll do the numbers again, but it's unlimited range balls. You can come out and play before 8 a.m. any morning for $15, includes cart, or you can come out after from 2 to 4 p.m. for $15 and play twilight golf, as many holes you can get in before it gets dark. And then it goes to $10 after 4 p.m. with a cart, play till dark, any day of the week. And then the pricing is $74.99 for a single. You can add an additional person to your membership for $39. Each additional one is $39. They must live in the same household, of course. And then juniors are $39.99. per month. The only limitation to this is you have to stay a member for 2 consecutive months. So say you join today, we prorate this month, and then the next 2 months would be your 2 consecutive months. After that, you can cancel at any time as long as you do it 10 days prior to the end of the month.
So, Bob, if there's a full moon out, does that qualify as still nighttime, or just keep on playing?
Yeah, I mean, we even considered lighting up the first three or four holes so you can play at night.
Well, get that done, and we'll send a lot of crazies out there to have a lot of fun from Fergs. You know that, because the Fergs gang will
absolutely be
there on November 4th.
Right. They will be. I think this is probably the 15th or 16th year they've done their event here.
Is that kind of membership-based golf range, kind of, is that a newer concept? Because I love the idea of it. There's been a lot of businesses that have been push towards being on that subscription membership type thing. Is that something new, or is that something you guys heard from other courses or other clubs? Like, where'd that come from?
So we've offered this for a long time, and we do it at our other locations as well. Pricing's a little different depending on what location, but you know, this gets people into the game, gives them an opportunity to practice and play and get better at what they're doing. So, and then of course we have a staff teaching professional. He's really good. His name's Kurt Lang. He's certified PGA teaching professional, has TrackMan, the whole thing. So he can take these players' games to the next level.
We had him on.
Yeah, Kurt's a good guy. Don't tell him I said that, but he is a good guy.
Yeah. So is it extra to get access to the teaching, or is that part of it? I missed that. Is that part of the subscription there?
Is it extra to get to the T-sheet?
Yeah. Is it part of the subscription to get access to the teaching?
Teaching. Yeah, you just make tetons. Yeah. Oh, teaching. Oh, no, Kurt actually offers a discount to player development members as opposed to just, you know, daily fee folks. But he does offer a discount for the PDPers.
Beautiful.
So it's a nice deal. Yeah.
Hey, Bob.
By the way, guys. Oh, go ahead.
We'll do a little rotation here.
I was looking at, you know, in years past, you know, you would see different states do different things. For example, the Robert Trent Jones Golf Trail up there in Alabama, probably the most famous one in there. And I see that all over the country that there are groups of people that have put together their collection of golf courses and made a golf trail. And I see that's the case here. I see where you've got what is called the Florida Golf Trail with your company, Four Golf. Tell me a little bit more about that.
Yeah, so our company owns several golf courses in Florida. We own this one in Landsbrook and Bloomingdale and Cypress Creek and Bayou's Private, obviously. But then on the East Coast, we also have Bay Tree and LPGA International. So if you want to get together with some guys and come to Florida and play some nice courses for a week or so, we can definitely get you set up at all those golf courses.
Hey, fellas, I'm going to take a quick break.
Bloomingdale used to be my old stomping grounds there, and for listeners out there, if you have to go play golf there, I still hold the course record there at Bloomingdale from one of the tees out there, from the white tees, and I did that in a pro-am, and none of the pros, you know, we were famous for having all these touring pros as members there, and none of the pros would ever play the white tees, but I played the tournament. It was a club pro tournament with a pro president tournament. You bring the president of your club to play, and I shot 63. And that course record still stands today because none of the pros ever played the white tees there. So playing the fame there. That scorecard's getting a little frayed, though. It's getting, the ink's starting to go invisible on the scorecard. But that's my claim to fame there at Bloomingdale. But what a great place, and glad that that's part of this Florida Golf Trail.
Hey, fellas, can I?
Yeah,
I'm going to interrupt. We're going to take a quick break if I can hold you over, Bob, and then we'll wind down the last 20 minutes here on the Tee Florida. But we'll take a quick break right now. How's that sound?
All right.
We're going to take a break here on the Tee Florida on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network, live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, our 19th hole clubhouse studios.
18 holes never felt so good. We're on the tee from the 19th hole studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Big Storm Brewing Company helps you weather any storm. From their award-winning Bramosa Tangerine IPA to their original Wavemaker Amber Ale, Big Storm has you covered. Give Florida's craft beer forecast a shot today and find out where you can get your Big Storm at BigStormBrewery.com. Enjoy an ice-cold Big Storm at tap rooms located in Clearwater, Orlando, Ybor City, and Odessa.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, serving Tampa Bay for 29 years, voted the Bay's best wings and sports bar, located across from Tropicana Field, is your sports headquarters and private party destination. Weekly live music, axe throwing, dog park, Rays Bucks and Lightning watch parties, every game and 95 televisions to guarantee your favorite team's games are always on. Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, Tampa Bay's iconic sports and party headquarters.
I'm Captain Jeff Figgers from Florida Fishing and Adventures. Do you want to constantly catch more fish, spend less time changing baits? If so, Monster 3X baits, jigs, and scents are the answer. Monster 3X baits are tough, durable, and resistant, which allows you to catch more fish per bait. The combination of the Monster 3X lure with the ProCure bait super scent, you will be landing more fish right away. Whether it's the Monster 3X Ultra Soft or the X Swim lures, Swim Shad, Paddle Tails, Crawfish, or the X Frog, Monster 3X, you'll always find it in my tackle box.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill at the corner of 13th and Central across from the Trop in downtown St. Pete, serving Tampa Bay for over 29 years, is your iconic headquarters to catch your favorite teams in action with over 95 televisions, 35,000 square feet to serve private parties, game watching events, concerts, and of course all the Rays, Bucks, and Lightning action along with your favorite collegiate teams. Join the party every game at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
next hole. And on the tee from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Welcome back as we wind things down here on the tee, Florida, on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network. The big O, Oscar Garner III. And on the line we have, of course, John Rieger up in Crescent Beach, Florida, on the Atlantic Coast. He's fortunate. Bob Daly joins us from Bardmore, and I'm sure that you're watching that radar very closely, Bob, as we might have a little weather here on Wednesday. And I'm sure you're going to be looking at buttoning down the hatches up there at Bardmore Golf Club.
Yes, we'll definitely be watching that. We went through Irma 3 years ago, 4 years ago, and that was no fun. So, yeah, definitely keep an eye on that.
All right. What's your the biggest event you guys have at Bardmore every year? Because I was talking to Ferg today, and I was talking to some of the staff that come up there. He said that you guys have hosted some big events up there at Bardmore. Of course, they think Ferg's is the biggest event of the year, but you do a lot of alumni. You do a lot of college alumni parties. What's your focus? Are you take everybody? I know that that Boca Ciega, the Pirates, the high school baseball team's coming up there at the end of October, and we're going to help them out with some pin prizes. So you guys are all over the place. Nice. Helping people out in the community.
Yeah, we're we do a lot of the high school their high school matches here for a couple high schools, and we have two other high schools that practice here. But we do pretty much from 24 players up to 160 or 70, 80 player events. We do the Mike Allstott tournament in the spring here every year for his foundation. UPS United Way event, Raymond James events, Ferg's, of course. Ferg's is always a fun event. And then, we do the smaller ones, some of the high schools, churches, civic organizations. So we can tailor anything to whatever they need.
Well, in 2023, I'm going to come up and talk to you because in the Midwest, they used to do the Hack Nation Invitational. We'll find a couple charitable events, organizations, and then we'll come up there. But I just warn you that there's a lot of depth in the hacks that come on. Not a lot of scratch, not a lot of two-digit handicap guys, but they're always a lot of fun. And we'll be sure to talk to you about the potential of having that in 2023 as well. And we'll get Rieger down here because he's the king of hosting golf tournaments.
Nice.
Hey, Bob, if somebody wanted to go play Bardmore, how do they find you?
You can go to our website. We're at online two times there. It's bardmoregolf.com. Real easy. All the information is on there for the player development program as well. I did want to mention we have six pickleball courts that are lighted, and we're in process of putting another six in and lighting that up too. So, that's one of the biggest growing sports in the United States. And we'll have 12 courts here in the next month or two.
Well, that'll be a conversation for you and I'll get together in the next couple of weeks. I'll come up and we'll talk a little business on the pickleball side of things as well as golf.
Yeah.
So you have a great weekend. We're going to finish up talking a little President's Cup, and I look forward to meeting you, and I'll definitely see you on November 4th. But I'll get a hold of you this week, and we'll come up and we'll talk a little business.
Yeah, sounds good. Nice to talk to you again, John.
You too, Bob. Take care.
All right.
Bob Daly.
Yeah, have a great day.
You betcha. That's Bob Daly from Bardmore Golf Club. And a little trip back in time with you, John Rieger, catching up. You probably know every pro in this state. You were the president of the North Florida PGA chapter for a while?
North Florida PGA chapter, the PGA of America. I was president twice from 93 to 95 and then from 2009 to 2011. But we encompass 42 counties in the state of Florida. We have about 750 golf courses and about 1,000 PGA members as pros. Probably about 50 of them are touring pros that live in the Orlando area. And our section ran from basically Sarasota all the way up through Tallahassee, over to Jacksonville, down through Orlando, Tampa Bay, over to Vero Beach area. So it's the fourth largest section in the United States. So North Florida section, we would run about 50, 60 golf tournaments a year. Have educational programs for our PGA golf professional members. We do a lot of outreach out there. We would run the Drive Chip and Putt Championships. We would run PGA Junior League. which is these are active programs the kids you get involved with, even if they've never even touched the club before. So the developmental programs, plus we run a full slate of championships, and we do a lot of volunteer work, and we also anytime a PGA Tour event comes in, chances are you'll see a lot of our PGA members, North Florida Section members, helping out, and particularly at the Arnold Palmer Invitational, which is coming back up in March in the Orlando area. So quite active, but been president of that twice, and that was really enjoyable. I was part of the PGA of America and participated in all their events like the Ryder Cup, the PGA Championship, and those kind of things.
Well, I just looked at the update on the President's Cup. I don't know if you took a look at it, but tomorrow and the rest of the day is going to be pretty uninteresting as the USA absolutely swept the foursomes this morning.
Well, here's the late breaking news, though. I just got this off the wire that technically now the international team will play on Sunday. The Cup will still be in the air because Hideki Matsuyama and Adam Scott went ahead and they pulled off a victory. So they won a point, and they beat Cameron Young and Colin Morikawa. So they beat them 3-2 this morning. So that was round 3, match 12. And so we
mathematically they're not eliminated. Is that what you're telling me?
Is John there?
Are you there, John?
Johnny.
Huh. We lost him. He sits on that beach and the winds are always very active there, but he sits on that beach and of course from time to time we take a look. But here's how it broke down though this morning. Jordan Spieth and Justin Thomas, 4-3 over Sungjae Im and Corey Connors, the Canadian. Cameron Young and Colin Morikawa won 3-2 over Adam Scott and Hideki Matsuyama. Yeah, I'm not sure what he was talking about on that. And then Scottie Scheffler, world's number one, and Sam Burns, they won 2-1 over K.H. Lee and Tom Kim. And then the last one, Tony Finau and Max Homa, as he had been talking about Max Homa, they beat Siwoo Kim and Cam Davis. Well, I'm looking forward to getting our relationship with Bardmore because, obviously, John's back. What'd you do, to take a call from Wild Bill and dump us?
That was a big wave crashing in here. You know, the landing call turned up from all the storms out there.
Hey, what are the conditions over there on the East Coast?
Conditions are actually just absolutely gorgeous right now. 2 to 3 feet with a light chop right now. It's probably about 89 degrees out there. Humidity's about 87%. So looking forward to a good day here in Crescent Beach. Hey, you know, I was talking about Twitter before I lost our connection here. And so we have on the sea floor, the hashtag on the sea floor, you'll see our Twitter handle there. But I was just got an update from the President's Cup. This is kind of funny. I can't believe they put this on the Twitter, but they said, be sure to stop by the Green Mile Courtyard today at Quail Hollow Club for Ultra Hour. And I'm like, well, what is that? And goes, fans can enjoy $2.60 off of Michelob Ultra from 11 to 12. I'm like, $2.60 off? How much does this beer cost? You know, if they're going to give me, I thought that's what the cost of the beer would be. So pretty pricey there at the concession stands up at the President's Cup.
Well, I didn't mind an ultra back in the day when I was throwing them down. And Brooks, a lot of guys on the tour are all spokesperson, including Brooks Koepka. Now he's on the LIV. I wonder if he lost that deal.
Well, you know, a lot of the live golf golfers have lost some of their sponsorships, but believe it or not, TaylorMade still has Dustin Johnson and Roy McIlroy on the same commercial and stuff. So I think some of the companies are just trying to keep a low profile on it. Yes, I mean, Phil lost all his sponsors. Dustin's lost quite a few, but they've got new sponsors coming on board. That's interesting enough to be next year when these teams go on sale, which is interesting. Rumors is that AT&T is going to pay a hefty sum for the four aces for their team, which is really interesting, and sponsor that team all year. We'll see what happens. Hey, back to the President's Cup here. Here's an interesting thing here. So Jordan Thomas and Jordan Spieth are undefeated through three matches, 3-0-0. But And one of the things about that is there's so much chemistry that they have between them. And you got to look for them in 2023 to have enough confidence. So, either one of them are going to win another major. The way they're putting, the way they're hammering and egging it out there. And they've just been formidable out there in the President's Cup. And they probably won't lose another match.
Well, we've got about 3 minutes before we wind things down. What are your plans up there in Crescent Beach for the weekend? I see Wild Bill isn't alongside you. I haven't heard any outrageous screaming, hollering. You're going to be watching the Gators tonight. That looks like a great contest in Knoxville against Tennessee a little bit later this afternoon. I'm sure you'll be watching that. Florida State, Boston College. Oh, I know. A side note. Did you see our buddy Barry's in Scotland?
Barry Smith has been texting me photos of his stay and play at St. Andrews, the old course. So it's been a bucket list dream of his. And he and his wife, Mary Ann, they were in Ireland. Now they're in Scotland. And I believe today's the day he's going to be able to go tee it up. He can't tee it up tomorrow because tomorrow's Sunday, and that golf course is closed on Sundays except for the Open Championship, which comes around every, 6 or 8 years, 10 years or so. So on Sunday, the tee market, you walk your dog, you can have a nice thing out there. He's staying right on the 18th hole there at a beautiful hotel. He gets the chance to tee it up today. And what a bucket list thing for Barry.
Hey, that pub that he and his wife were standing next to, I'm sure you've thrown a few pints down there when you were over playing.
Well, the challenge drinking beer over there, it's warm. They don't refrigerate. It's warm lager, so you have to have an acquired taste for all that. And a note on Barry Smith, he's going to be inducted in our Florida Sports Hall of Fame this fall, November 2nd, at Raymond James Stadium. So for listeners out there to this Florida Sports Hall of Fame on the internet. FloridaSportsHOF.org is our website, and take a look at that. But Barry's going to be one of our inductees going under football. And
Tampa St. Pete Sports, Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. We will be there live streaming the induction ceremonies from Raymond James on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. So we're looking forward to that as well. All right, my friend. Will you have a great weekend? I appreciate it. Nice conversation with your old friend Bob Daly. We'll get you guys connected down here if I can get you to Pinellas County one of these days. But have a great weekend, man.
You too. Take care.
That's John Rieger, and he's done a superb job with our social media. Big O, between the two of you, people are starting to find us. I love it. Great work on your end.
Get more reach, man. We're getting out there. The audience is growing. Take part. Reach out to us on T Florida, Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection on Facebook. Tap in with us. Come see, what we got going on.
What do you, besides studying, are you going to watch your Spartans? I hope you're going to take, you need to take a break besides here.
I'm going to have a little screen, like just something, but if they start to annoy me, I'm going to slide them off.
Well, grab yourself a little lunch and then you can go study for a while, take a nap and then, like those old guys do, and then watch your Spartans.
My naps usually end up being 8 hours long.
So. All right, man. Well, thanks for coming down. And from the Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, 19th Hole Clubhouse Studios, I'm Mike Ricker for the Big O. John Rieger, Bob Daly, Joe Boudreaux, Matt on the controls. Thanks for listening on the T Florida. Stay tuned for the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection radio show next. And as always, God bless you. God bless America. Keep it in the short grass and hit them straight.